Shevet Alevi explains that according to the Rashba, there are four different types of eating fruit during a meal. Number one is a meal primarily based on fruit, where the fruit certainly requires no bracha, and this is Sif Gimel. Number two is fruit that is eaten literally together with bread, and there the fruit is exempt from a bracha due to Iker V'Tofel. Number three is fruit eaten as dessert, which certainly requires a bracha Rishayna, and according to Rav Huna, perhaps even requires a bracha achrayna, since the fruit does not assist the meal in any way and does not come to aid in digestion. The fourth category is fruit which assists in the appetite somewhat, and this type of fruit which is eaten to whet the appetite, according to Rav Huna, requires a bracha rishayna but not a bracha achrayna. And it's clear from the Rashba that it will require a bracha even if one knew and intended to eat this fruit from the outset. He knew it was going to be a part of the meal. However, the ridden others say that if one anticipated dessert, it does not require a bracha. However, the Shevet Alevi concludes that many Rishonim disagree with the rid and hold even if one anticipated dessert, it still requires a bracha. And this is the ruling of Shulchan Aruch and presumably how Shevet Alevi would advise one to behave.